Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report podcast. Today, I'm so happy to be able to interview Tammy Hotzenpiller from California. She has just written a book I think will interest you. It's called Fasting with God. And today on the Strang Report, we're going to find out what she has discovered about this very important topic. So stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back, everyone. And Tammy, thank you for fitting me into a very busy schedule. And when I found out about your book, I knew it'd be an interesting podcast. And I believe in fasting, but we can always learn more. And the idea that you're taking a book and kind of walking people through it, why don't you tell me what motivated you to write this book and what you hope that people will get from it?
Well, first of all, thank you, Steve. I have been a part of Charisma, both magazine and podcast and your ministry for many, many years. And so I thank you for pushing through, especially during this time when so many people are cowering back. You've taken a strong stand. So thank you to the Charisma family and your leadership. But yes, fasting. If you know anything about our faith as believers, fasting has always been a part of our faith. I begin to tell you in the book, I did not grow up fasting, although I grew up in the church. Many denominations today don't practice fasting, and I truly believe that it's one of the most powerful things that we as believers can do. We know Jesus himself said some things only happen by prayer and fasting. So what happened was we here at Influence Church, we're getting ready to celebrate our 10-year anniversary, and we do a corporate fast every year as a body prior to our anniversary. And I'm an avid prayer walker. It's one of my favorite things to do. And one day when I was on my walk, I kept hearing the promptings of the Holy Spirit saying to me, fasting with God, fasting with God. And I'm sure that your listeners know that when Holy Spirit prompts us, it's usually beyond our realm of understanding. And we have to go deeper and ask, what does that mean? And I kept coming back to fasting with God. And he revealed to me that I was to write a book walking through the Hebrew names of God and teaching people how to fast with God, fast with the name of God, fast with the power of God. And as you know, the names of God bring so much power. He reveals himself through the whole word of God by his character, whether it be Yahweh or Elohim or Adonai or El Shaddai or El Rapha. So we begin to walk through the names of God. And that's what I did. I wrote the book, 21 Days to Fasting with God.
Well, you know, I think that's so important because there are a lot of things that people do, sincere Christians do. I think of my friend Mike Bickle with the International House of Prayer, and he told me that one thing he had to do was to make prayer fun. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he reminded me that in the old days in Pentecost, people would have all-night prayer meetings. And you'd go to sleep about 2 a.m., you know, praying, kneeling at the pew or whatever, and people just found it. And so what they did was they and of course, they prayed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and have been doing it now for a couple of decades. And so they'll have 2 hours of music and worship, and then they have 2 hours of people going to the microphone and praying for specific things. Yeah. And it may be even their local schools, but then it's going to be world missions or praying against the influence of Islam in the world situation, you know, those kinds of things. And I thought that was so important. Mm-hmm. And I think it's important mm-hmm. with fasting. I remember the first time I ever did a fast. I was in college. It was the era of the Jesus movement. If people are old enough to remember that, I was on fire for God. Yes. I fasted for 3 days and I laid on my sofa and felt like I was going to die. I really did. Yeah. I waited. I decided to fast for 3 days and I stayed up till midnight to eat something. You know, it was hard work. And over the years, I fasted. In fact, one time I fasted for 40 days, believe it or not. And it's hard work. But yet Jesus himself said to his disciples when they had no power over the demoniac, he said, some of these only come out with fasting and prayer.
Amen. Amen. Well, a couple of things. One, I do want to just do a shout out for Mike Bickle, because I'm an avid follower of International House of Prayer. I've been to KC. I've been in those prayer meetings with them, and I have had encounters with the Holy Spirit. So prayer is one part of that component, but to your point, fasting is as well. And let me just say to those listening right now, I have practiced fasting for many years. I love Jensen Franklin. I read his books. I believe in fasting.
Which, so by the way, we publish. So I'll give out a shout out to Jensen. He has sold hundreds of thousands of books, because there's an interest in the body of Christ and a need to really understand this.
But let me just say this, and I just think it's very important, and I want to be very bold and to say this. To your point, so many people struggle with fasting because we look at it for two reasons. We're abstaining from food, and our flesh wants food. I am hungrier when I'm on a fast than I typically am during the day in a normal day. I don't eat a lot, to be honest with you, but when I'm fasting, I'm starving when I wake up all day long. Because why? It's a supernatural spiritual experience. You're contending with spiritual forces because you're doing something supernatural. You're doing something in the spirit realm. So it's meant to be difficult. But the other thing is, what you are doing, you're putting the enemy on notice. You're letting him know that you are doing and suppressing your flesh. Every time your stomach growls, every time you have a desire for foods that you wouldn't typically eat, you are telling the enemy no. So for me, whether it's an absolute fast, which would be something like you did for 40 days or 3 days, and you're abstaining from food completely, or I typically do a sun up to sundown fast. So I don't eat during the day. That's what my husband and I do together. But there is supernatural power and breakthrough that comes. But please listen to me. I find it so difficult to fast until I wrote this book. And I truly believe this book was a divine download from God, because what happens is every day I am introducing you to a name of God. And the characteristics, the power, the supernatural name of God. So every day you are pressing into Elohim, the first name ever mentioned in the Bible in Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens and the earth. And I walk you through every day for 21 days, a name of God, then a fasting passage, and then three questions for you to meditate on during the day. And all I can tell you is, out of all of the books I've written, 8 books I've written, I have never had a book with people who have said to me, this was my breakthrough. I've never seen as many miracles. I've never seen as many supernatural healings. There's something happens when we press in to the name of God, and you put the power and the authority with the name of God and with fasting, you're going to see supernatural breakthrough.
Well, that's exciting. So why don't you walk us through and give people an idea. And before the podcast is over, I want you to tell people how they can get this exciting book.
Fantastic. Well, you'll open it up and I'll literally walk you through what is fasting. Why do I fast? Why do I need to fast? I'll tell you, it's almost a little fasting for dummies. I've laid it out with a large font. I've laid it out with some great graphics. But I've introduced you, first of all, to the Hebrew names of God as they line up in the Word of God. So the first one we find, as I said, is Elohim. The second one is Yahweh. The third one, Adonai. And I walk you through, why is it that God is introducing himself to humanity in this way? And you'll begin to see the characters, whether he starts with Abraham, and then he moves to Moses, and he moves to the prophets. And he himself, God, a very God, our God, is introducing himself in a depth to his children. And you'll find, as you begin to introduce or begin to go deeper with him, as he introduces himself to you, a depth, a connection, a power. So as I said, the first day starts off with day one. It's laid out very easy. You turn the page and it walks you right through understanding Elohim. Who is Elohim? I'll tell you, Steve, I made it brief because I know that people have ADD today and they don't like to read a lot of information.
You're right about that.
So it's short, it's brief. And then what it will take you to, the next thing, is today's fasting focus. And every day is a different fasting focus with a different fasting passage. So you have a story from the Bible of someone that fasted, whether it be Esther or Nehemiah or Hezekiah, whoever fasted, and the power. And I've wed that Hebrew name of God with that fasting passage. And then I ask you a few questions at the end. You can literally do your daily assignment and the reading in 15 minutes. So it's a beautiful devotional. To be honest with you, I'm fasting today. I was fasting this morning. I don't know. I'm sure you are, Steve, but here in California, in Sacramento, we are praying about the law that's going to affect, which is AB 2223. And it's for infanticide here in California, and trying to make not only abortion legal, but 28 days after abortion legal. And if you follow Jack Hibbs or any of the other great patriots as we do, we've taken a strong stand for prayer. So as a church this morning, many of us fasted. So my fast is not just a 21-day fast. I've done this a few times, but Steve, it's as the Holy Spirit prompts me throughout my week. There might be something powerful happening in my home or my family or society, and Holy Spirit says to me, I want you to fast today. So I'll take one of my fasting passages. I'll bring it before the Lord that day or that week. And I just want Holy Spirit to prompt me throughout my life. I want it to be lifestyle. I want to fast when he teaches me to fast. So again, we're fasting here in California for a revival. One of those movements, as you said, I was a part of the Jesus movement. It started here in California, and we are not giving up our state. We are praying and fasting for supernatural miracles.
And the Azusa Street Revival, amen, which started what we now call the Pentecostal movement, which people say is somewhere between 400 million and 600 million people worldwide,
right,
started there in Los Angeles. Right. You're right. God has not given up on California, and neither should we. Amen. But you know, I know that in your ministry, you counsel, you coach, and you know, this book is almost like coaching someone because, you know, like me, the first time I fasted, I didn't know what to do. Now, I didn't lay on the sofa the whole day, but I can remember doing it and feeling like I was going to die because I wasn't used to it. Mm-hmm. I did learn during my 40-day fast that after a while, you start feeling better. A little bit like when runners run a long way. After a while, they get kind of a runner's high, and maybe that's not the best way to describe it, but fasting is not always terrible. And the more you fast, the easier it is, partly if it's just to tell yourself that, no, I am not going to die. I will survive this. And so you're coaching, you're mentoring, because boy, when you're doing it all yourself, it's easy to get off track, to give up, to cheat, to, you know, to get something to eat.
Yes, Steve, the beautiful thing, this is a coaching book for fasting, as you said, and I walk through all the temptations and how you're going to struggle. But what I also did is every morning of the 21-day fast, I have a video. You can find them on my website or my YouTube channel. And for 21 days, every morning, I'll meet you when you wake up in the morning, and I'll walk you through that day, the name of God that day, and the challenges you may face that day. And all you have to do is make it for 24 hours. And then I'll be there to coach you again the next morning. And I found that through this coaching time, at least for our congregation and the women's movement that I have here in Southern California, all the women that have gone through this fasting book said the greatest thing was to know that they would meet me again in 24 hours. They could make it another 24 days, and specifically having things that you're asking God for, because you'll notice the subtitle is finding breakthrough and power in the names of God, because every one of us need breakthrough, whether it's a marriage or finances or the epidemic and pandemic we find ourselves in today, the struggle with our children, what we're dealing with right now, it is unprecedented what our children are facing in our school systems. We need power. We need breakthrough. And I believe that fasting is what God wants us to do. He wants it to, again, to be a lifestyle, whether it's 21 days, one day a week, one day a month. Learn to suppress your flesh. Do not let the flesh win. Listen to me. I'm telling you, whoever's listening right now, the enemy is a liar and there's no authority in him. And if he can come and tempt you, if he can tell you that you will fail and that you are a failure, then he's won. But I'm telling you, greater is he, Almighty God, that is in you, than he, the enemy in this world. And I believe fasting is a discipline that the church needs to begin to practice again, to begin to be disciplined with again, and we will see the greatest revival yet to come when the church wakes up with prayer and fasting.
Amen. And that is so very important. And I want you to tell people how they can connect with you, maybe an email, maybe a website. Yeah. The nice thing about a podcast is you can stop it and rewind it if you don't get it the first time around. But I want people to find out about your book, where they can get it, and how they can connect with women of influence.
Thanks, Steve. Yeah. Well, you can actually just email me. My name is Tammy, and it's Tammy at TammyHotsonPillar.com. We can put that up there for you at any point. You can check me out at womenofinfluence.today. womenofinfluence.today. And Steve, I'm getting ready to start a new podcast with you at Charisma. And we're actually going to be walking through 21 days fasting with God. That'll be my first podcast that I launch with you just very soon on the Charisma Podcast Network. So I'm excited about that. You can find all of these videos on my YouTube channel, TammyHotsonPillar.com. And that's TammyHotsonPillar. P-I-L-L-E-R. Just Google Tammy Hotsonpillar. There's only one of me that I know of. And we really, really believe that God's doing great work. So Steve, I want to encourage you. You can get the book on Amazon. You can get it on my website. You can find it on our church website, influencechurch.org. If you're ever in Southern California, God is doing a mighty work. We did not close during this pandemic. We stayed open. God's touched our church in a mighty way. We believe in prayer and revival, and we believe in a supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage your viewers and listeners to join us when they're ever in Southern California.
Well, that's exciting. And I've enjoyed getting to know your husband, Phil, with the Reawaken America tour. And he is so bold himself and, of course, a great speaker and so articulate. And so thank God for your church, your ministry, and now this new book, Fasting with God. And I'll just give a mention about my new book, which is behind me, God and Cancel Culture. If you read the book, it gives you a lot of things to pray about. In fact, as I was writing the book, I was sharing the manuscript with a major Christian leader whose name everybody would know instantly, but he didn't tell me this to announce it. But he told me later that as he was reading the manuscript, he actually used it as prayer points to pray about. Mm-hmm. And it's not just my book, but other books as well. And we're glad to have you on the Charisma Podcast Network, which is growing, growing, growing. And it's a platform. You know, there are so many podcasts now. You can just get lost on iTunes or Spotify. Right. But people can discover podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. In fact, my own podcast has grown as the network has grown, right. More than 80 million downloads. And so your podcast is going to add so much. We are so happy to have you on the network. As we wrap this up, I want to give you the last word.
Well, again, I thank you. And listen, here's what I love to coach. I coach mostly women, Steve, with Women of Influence. And I love to say smart people put smarter people around them. Smart people put smarter people around them. So find people that can encourage you, challenge you, grow you up in your faith. On my podcast, as well as Steve's, I'll be coaching you. I walk with you and I work with you and I pour God's word into you. So make sure that you are putting good, godly people in your life and look for great resources. Again, like Fasting with God and like Steve's new book, put good resources in your life and do not give up. God is on the throne and the best is yet to come.
Amen.
And God bless, Steve. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. And this was so well said. And I want to encourage my readers and listeners to share this. Social media, email, people that you know this would touch, share it. That's how the podcast continue to grow. And I'll invite you to tune in again tomorrow for another episode of The Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.